We're here with Alex Hart from 7 Network Australia out here covering Adam Gotsis. Yeah. What do you think about coming out and checking out practice today?
Oh, look, obviously very excited. It's great to see him out here, obviously still recovering from his injury. But to have this guy drafted, the highest ever Australian draft pick in the NFL, and to come to the reigning Super Bowl champions, I mean, that's an awesome story for us in Australia. We've had a lot of focus on Jarryd Hayne at the 49ers, the former rugby league star, trying to make it as a punt returner and as a running back. But really, you haven't had a lot of these guys who aren't on special teams. And so to have Adam as a defensive end potentially playing for the reigning Super Bowl champions, it's amazing. It's a great story for us in Australia.
How much coverage does the NFL get in Australia?
Look, the NFL's broadcast on our network, on the 7 Network in Australia, and it's definitely increasing in popularity back home. And a big part of that is having Australians on the field that we can say, hey, that's a homegrown product. And as I say, it's been mainly the punters in the past that have been the ones that we've seen from time to time. And some of them from the AFL or Aussie rules background, like Adam was as well. Ben Graham was one who went to the Jets, and one of the Rocker Boys as well went over and played. But as I say, yeah, seeing these guys on the field and hopefully seeing Adam taking part in the defensive lineup, I mean, that's just gonna help the game skyrocket even more back home.
We were talking about it before about Australian rules football and how much that popularity is transferring over to the NFL. How closely related are the two?
Completely different. American football, Australian football. You know, like in many respects, NFL and American football is more like rugby because the two sides are running together at each other, right? The two opposing teams. In AFL, it's more of a 360 degree sport. You can be hit from any direction, and so players, and as I was saying to you earlier, I think need to have a really diverse skill set no matter what position you play on the ground. Even though if you're a big guy, there's certain things you do well, hitting the ball to certain areas or taking what we call a mark, you know, a big catch. But, you know, for here, and I think what helps Adam is you can just have that real specialist niche skill and hopefully a really strong work ethic. It's sort of, we think, a bit of an Australian trait that he can bring in and hopefully adapt and be a huge success for the Broncos.
And he's relatively unknown in terms of being an Australian football player, but hopefully he brings a little bit of success like we were talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. A relative unknown, definitely an unknown back home. You know, this guy, even though he had quite a successful college career at Georgia Tech and was the captain or co-captain there, up until now, he's a huge unknown for us. Not like Jarryd Hayne. He was the big superstar back home. So hopefully he becomes a superstar in this competition, and I'm sure they'll be selling a lot of number 99 jerseys back home as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.